The topic for this particular conference is the Apostolate of the Legion of Mary. And I'd like to just give you 7 ideas. I hope all of you will take good notes and then pass this information back to your presidium. And in fact, if some of your members aren't here, you can steal some of this and use it for allocutios if you're a president or a vice president and are looking for allocutio ideas. What I want to talk about is the Apostolate of the Legion. And I want to use the word apostle and give you one idea for every letter in that word. See, the word apostle means one who was sent out, one who was sent forth. And we know Jesus sent out his 12 apostles. Jesus sent out his apostles and told them to preach the gospel to all creatures. So, but all of us are called to be apostles. Vatican II made that very clear. By our very baptism, we're called to be apostolic. And then our apostolic life is strengthened by receiving the Eucharist frequently. And then we're strengthened by confirmation to be apostles. So the word apostle, the first letter is A, and that stands for action. See, all apostles are called to be active in their work. What would have happened if the 12 apostles never went out and preached or evangelized? If they kept the faith to themselves, we would not be Catholic today. So the first thing is that we need action to be apostolic. As Brother Les Bruns talked about, it could be knocking on doors, it could be visiting the sick, the nursing homes, the shut-ins, the hospitals, visiting the prisons. But we have to be active in order to be apostolic. And we think of some of our great legionary future saints, like Edel Quinn and Alfie Lam and many of the others, including the 3,000 martyrs that we had in communist China. The reason why they were killed in communist China was because of their legion activity, because they were evangelizing, reaching out, spreading the faith, and trying to bring people into the Catholic Church. Edel Quinn made a big impact upon Africa because of the apostolic work and evangelization that she did. So the Legion, one reason why I've been so blessed to have belonged to it and why I love it so much is because it gets lay people out there being active for their Catholic faith. And an example from Scripture is that, you remember the passage where the owner of the vineyard goes out and finds people idle all day long. He goes out at 9 in the morning and then again noontime and early afternoon and late afternoon, and the people are there just standing there all day long because nobody hired them. So the Legion, in a sense, takes us from our idleness and gets us out there doing active apostolic work, visiting the sick, doing door-to-door, and all these wonderful things. So the Legion helps us to become active in our faith. You know, when I was born and raised up in Philadelphia, and I remember when I was working up there for a little while, in one of the parishes, they had what they called an evangelization committee in the parish, and it met every week for 3 years. And you know what? They discussed evangelization for 3 years. They didn't knock on any doors, they didn't visit any of the sick, didn't try to visit any of the fallen away Catholics. It was all talk and no action. And so one of the reasons why the Legion is so great is because we're actually out there stirring up things. And if something is not active, it begins to stagnate. For example, muscles that are not used begin to become very lax. We think of a swimming pool without any activity begins to become very stagnant. A house that nobody lives in begins to fall apart. So activity is a sign of life, and that's why we need action to be apostolic. So the next letter, an apostle, I think perfectly should go next to action, and that is prayer. Okay? Because there's something called the heresy of good works, that if we're always active and have no prayer life, then we'll be like a body without a soul. We'll be spiritually dead without a prayer life, without an interior life, a life of union with Christ. And the action that we perform should always flow out of our deep interior life, our love for God and for our Lord and the Blessed Mother. So prayer is what's called the soul of the apostolate. How many of you have read that book called The Soul of the Apostolate by Dom Chattard? Okay, I encourage you that you should read that book. And St. Pius X had it by his bedside. He read it on a regular basis. It was a book that Frank Duff read many, many times, The Soul of the Apostolate. Because basically it says that we cannot give to others what we do not possess. If you don't love God, how can you inspire other people to love God? If you don't love Our Lady, how can you inspire others to love Our Lady? Now Jesus tells the apostles that in the midst of their busy schedule, they have to come away and rest a while. That's why we have an annual Legion retreat that all of us should go on. That's why we should go on regular days of recollection a few times a year. Perhaps you can even make daily mass or a holy hour. Pray the rosary every day. All of us need a strong spiritual life, a life of prayer. The reading of sacred scripture, spiritual reading from the lives of the saints, the daily rosary, perhaps the liturgy of the hour. Some of you I know say that. So ask yourself, what is my prayer life like right now on a scale of 1 to 10? Is it a 2? Is it a 5? Is it a 10? And all of us should have a good, strong prayer life. Because if we don't, our apostolic life will be fruitless. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. Jesus says, if you're not joined to me, you're like a branch cut off from the vine. And the vine and the branches is a symbol of our relationship with Christ. If we're united to Christ through a life of prayer, holiness, interior life, then our apostolic life will be very fruitful. The next letter in Apostle is O, and that stands for ownership. Ownership. You know, we're called to be members of the church and members of the Legion. This is the special vocation that we have. It's a special gift, a special blessing that we have to belong to the church and to the Legion. And we should take ownership of that, which means we have to care what happens to the church. That's why we evangelize. That's why we're apostolic. If somebody criticizes the church, that should hurt. It does hurt us, I'm sure, when somebody attacks the church or Our Lady or the Legion, because we take ownership. You know, if you're working in a company as the boss, who would you promote? Somebody that just works 9 to 5 and doesn't care about the company? Or somebody that really takes the company as their own? There's somebody that is willing to, you know, come early and work late and really participate in the life of the company. Well, that's how it should be with the church, is that we should take ownership and realize that we're all called to try to build up the mystical body of Christ, to be living healthy cells in the body of Christ. There's a passage in Scripture in regard to this where Jesus talks about the difference between a good shepherd and somebody that's a hired hand. You know, when the wolf comes, the hired hand just runs off and is only concerned about themselves. But the good shepherd will fight off the wolf and even be willing to lay down his life for the sheep. And that's the kind of ownership we should have for the church. All of us are called to be good shepherds in that respect, in regards to the church. To love the church, to love Christ, to be willing to die for the church, to die for Christ, and to take ownership in the Legion, which means to see it as something that we should try to expand and recruit new members and start new Presidium, that we should try to spread this to the best of our ability. And to see the salvation of souls as our work. Christ died for everyone, we know that, but many people do not even know about the fact that Christ died for them. So we have to participate in Christ's salvific mission. And this is what Vatican II says in Lumen Gentium, that the church is called to perpetuate the saving work of Christ. And all of us are called to do that as well. So we need to take ownership of that fact and see that the church is ours, the Legion is ours, and it's our responsibility to spread the faith and to promote the Legion so that we can reach more souls and help in God's work of saving souls. The next letter in Apostle is S, and it stands for a system. A system. You know, there are people that will just not be active because nobody has brought them into some organization. And I think every Catholic should belong to some movement or organization, because otherwise they will be standing idle all day long. And groups are very helpful. You know, when people have alcohol problems, they go to AA because it's a group. They get group support. So if we want to evangelize, it's very helpful to have group support. Very few of us, I'm sure, would go out knocking on doors, evangelizing, visiting the nursing homes, the prisons, the hospitals by ourselves, right? Very few of us would do that. But because of a system like the Legion, it can teach us how to do this. It can form us and send us out and come back and receive the reports that we give. The Legion is such a great blessing because it has that weekly meeting, that weekly spiritual formation. And remember, the meeting is more important than the work that we do, because it's at the meeting that we receive spiritual formation, we pray together, we learn our faith, discuss our faith, and then we're formed to go out and to evangelize. And so the Legion not only gives us the opportunity to do the apostolic work, but it actually trains us in the system of the meeting and then the assignment, and then coming back to report back to the priest, just as the apostles came and reported back to Christ. Now, every priest is called to be an alter Christus, another Christ. Christ had his apostles, he formed them and sent them out, and then they came back and reported what they had seen and heard. And that's what you do as the extension of the priest and the Legion. You're formed by the priest, sent out, and then come back to report the wonderful works of God's grace that he has performed through us, his instruments. So the Legion has a system, and if we follow that system, I believe we'll truly be successful. The next letter is T, and that stands for techniques. Techniques. And those would be little tips that we can use when we evangelize. In fact, I have a whole tape on that, so I won't go into many of the tips. But a few of the techniques that Frank Duff said was, don't hesitate to invite people to become members of the church. The question he always said was, has the thought of becoming a Catholic ever occurred to you? It's amazing how many people have thought about becoming a Catholic in their past. And so one tip or one technique is to always give the invitation to whoever you meet, has the thought of becoming a Catholic ever occurred to you? And then Frank Dove also gave a little tip. He said, when you're discussing the faith, make sure you talk Catholicism. In other words, show people the blessings and the benefits and the treasures of the Catholic faith. And that will be such things as the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Always let people know that. Remember Scott Hahn, the former Protestant minister who converted, said that for like 40 years as a Protestant, he was reading the Bible and got to know Jesus. But he said all that time it was just like reading a menu. But now that he's a Catholic, he can participate in the banquet. He can actually receive the Jesus he's been reading off the menu all these years. And so the Bible brought him to Jesus, but now the Eucharist is the fulfillment of that. It's the banquet. It's the sacred meal, the holy sacrifice, in which we can receive Jesus. And so now, Scott Hahn says, he's a fulfilled Christian, because now he can actually receive the Jesus he's been reading about for all those years. So let people know about the Eucharist, about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Let them know about the seven sacraments. Many denominations just have a few sacraments, such as baptism or matrimony. We actually have seven. So let people know that we have these seven channels of God's grace, these seven channels of God's love for us. Baptism, which makes us children of God. The Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Christ. Confirmation, which strengthens us by the Holy Spirit. Reconciliation, by which our sins are forgiven by Christ. And then holy orders, matrimony, anointing of the sick. These are great blessings and benefits that we have of being Catholic. So we have to let people know the riches and the treasures of the church for them to hopefully come into the church. And then also talk about our Blessed Mother, that she is the mother of each and every person, as Vatican II said, that Mary is the mother of every single one of us. she's their mother as well. And so we want to bring them not only to a deeper relationship of Christ, to Christ as their Lord and Savior, but a relationship with Mary as their spiritual mother. You see, we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but we also have Mary as our personal spiritual mother. The people of other faith have Jesus, but they might not have that great gift of Mary unless we share that with them and let them know about this wonderful spiritual mother that they too can possess and can have. So talk about the Eucharist, talk about the other sacraments, talk about Our Lady, and then talk about the church that Christ founded upon Peter and the apostles. This is very important to know that our faith just didn't start maybe 300 years ago or 500 years ago, but we can trace it back. It's one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. We can trace it back to Christ and those 12 apostles. And so let people know about the fact that the church has the fullness of divine revelation, as the council said, that it teaches us everything we need to know to obtain salvation. It has the fullness of truth. Other denominations have many truths. They believe in the Trinity and the divinity of Christ, in baptism, in the scriptures as the inspired word of God. But only the Catholic faith has the fullness of divine revelation, because it alone was founded by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So again, share these things in a loving, humble way, and invite them to learn more about the faith, and to take RCIA classes, and to read good books like the Early Church Fathers and good catechisms. The next letter in Apostle is L, and that stands for love. Love, because this is the reason why we do what we do. We do our assignments, we come to our meetings out of love for God, out of love for our Lord, love for the Blessed Mother. In fact, St. Paul says if we do anything without love, then we are nothing at all. Even if you could speak with the tongue of angels but have not love, St. Paul says, we are nothing. St. Paul says you could give your body to be burned, but if you don't have love, then we gain nothing whatsoever. And so love is really at the heart of our relationship with Christ and the Church and the Legion. And we know that really the purpose of life is love. To love God with our whole heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love our neighbor as ourselves. So to be an apostle, we're called to be men and women of love, of charity, towards the people that we meet on our visitations, towards our fellow members, and towards the priests, and towards the members of the church, and to everybody that we meet. The handbook says that the secret of influence is love. That is the secret to bring souls closer to Christ, is to love them, and then this will inspire them to love God as well. Lastly, the last letter of apostle is E, and that stands for extend, to extend. And this means that an apostle will try to multiply themselves and extend themselves. I'm very blessed in my parish to have three presidia of the Legion in my parish. My Tuesday night group has about 22 members. The Thursday morning group has about 16 members. Junior presidium, about 18 members. I see these lay people as the extension of myself. Because even if I'm on vacation or away on retreat, isn't that amazing that they'll have 50 to 100 hours of apostolic work will be done every single week by these wonderful lay people? Even if I happen to be away, they're still evangelizing, they're still visiting the sick and knocking on doors. And I consider them the extension of my priesthood. Just as Jesus had his apostles, so I believe we as priests are called to have our apostolic souls as well, that we can form and train and send them out. So extend the church through evangelization, and extend the Legion through recruiting new members. My goal as a priest is I try to invite about 5 people each week to the Legion. That's my personal goal. That could be kids to come to our junior group or adults to come to the senior presidia. That's my goal, to personally invite 5 people to come to the Legion. And I found that usually if a priest asks you to do something, you'll more or less do it, right? You know, not everybody, but if a priest asks you, you're going to refuse a lot more reluctantly than you would if somebody else asked you. So get your priest to invite people to this way of life. And that's what the Legion is. It's a vocation. It's a way of life. It's not just an apostolic organization. It's been a way of life for my parents. As you know, they met in the Legion. They met at a curia meeting, so it pays to be an officer, right? So you might meet your spouse if you're still single and looking for a spouse. So realize that the Legion is a way of life and a vocation, and we're called to extend it by recruiting new members and by even setting up new presidia. A sign of a healthy council is one that's visiting other pastors and priests and asking them to start new presidia. Now really what the Legion is the extension of Mary's motherhood. And this is the last point I want to make, that the Legion is actually Mary's spiritual presence. Somebody once called it Mary's mystical body in a sort of a loose way. Because we know Our Lady up in heaven loves Christ and wants us to come to know Christ. That's her whole role, is to lead us to Christ. Now, Mary from heaven is praying for us, asking God to bestow graces upon us. But Mary, primarily, is a mother, and she wants to see and serve Christ through us. And that's what we say in the third standing instruction in the Legion, that we do all of our work in union with Mary in such fashion that in those worked for and in our fellow members, the person of our Lord is once again seen and served by Mary, his mother. Do you know what that means? That means that Mary is working through us to love Jesus, to visit Jesus in the sick. And that's what he said when he said, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, you do unto me." So all of our work really is the extension of Mary's spiritual maternity, her motherhood of souls. And so we're participating in Our Lady loving Christ through us. God bless you.